皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here, beginner lesson season 2 number 24. Rock?Paper, scissor?
Fried chicken.
We're going to find out, so just bear with us. Mm-hmm. So today is a season 2 lesson, which means we're reinforcing grammar points introduced in season 1, mm-hmm. which gives us a very wide variety to choose from.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to be looking at explaining nouns. So again, in English, usually the explanation comes after the noun. When describing a noun, usually this follows the noun, but in Japanese, this precedes the noun.So we're going to be taking a look at this today. Natsuko-san, today's conversation is between who?
Mother and two children.
So we're going to have what kind of Japanese?
Informal.
Okay. Anything else we need to know today? I think maybe you could help us a little bit with this. What game are they playing?
Janken.
Which is?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yep. Hence the title. With that said, here we go.
鶏の唐揚げ買ってきたわよ。
わーい、やったー。
二人で分けて食べてね。
何個あるのかな。
6個あるよ。
じゃあじゃんけんで勝った人が好きなのを取ろう。
じゃんけんぽん。わーい、勝った。じゃあこれとこれとこれね。
チェ、大きいのばっかり取ったな。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
鶏の唐揚げ買ってきたわよ。
わーい、やったー。
二人で分けて食べてね。
何個あるのかな。
6個あるよ。
じゃあじゃんけんで勝った人が好きなのを取ろう。じゃんけんぽん。
わーい、勝った。じゃあこれとこれとこれね。
チェ、大きいのばっかり取ったな。
次は英語が入ります。
鶏の唐揚げ買ってきたわよ。
I went and bought fried chicken.
わーい、やったー。
イエーイ。
二人で分けて食べてね。
Split them between yourselves and eat them, okay?
何個あるのかな。
How many are there?
6個あるよ。
There are 6.
じゃあ、じゃんけんで勝った人が好きなのを取ろう。
Okay. The one who wins by じゃんけん can take the ones he likes.
じゃんけんぽん。
Rock, paper, scissors.
わーい、勝った。じゃあ、これとこれとこれね。
Yay, I won. So this one, and this one, and this one. Okay.
チェ、大きいのばっかり取ったな。
You took all the big ones. 夏子さん、今日の会話どう思いましたか？
Sounds very familiar to me.
Really?
Yeah.
What part?
Well, I had a big brother and a little sister, and, you know, it always happened.
Really?
Yeah.
But three-way, the first person loses and then the two people go on, right?
Yeah, right. It's a tournament.
Okay, kids, gather around. Who's going to eat tonight? Let's see.
No.
Basically, it's rock, paper, scissors for food.
Yeah.
All right, enough of that. Let's take a look at the vocab and then get into today's lesson. We're going to...Dissect it. Here we go.
鶏の唐揚げ
Fried chicken.
鶏の唐揚げ鶏の唐揚げ
Let's divide this up a bit. First we have
鶏の
Chickens. It's actually bird.
Yeah.
Birds. Because 鶏 is bird. But what other kind of fried birds are there?
Huh?
None, right?So when you think of 鶏の唐揚げ, it's usually chicken.
Usually.
Anything else? Any other birds?
Well, in that case, we specify.
Yeah. So here the tori is literally bird, but we translate it as chicken.
Mm-hmm.
This is followed by the possessive no. So it's literally birds or mm-hmm. chickens.
Karaage.
Okay, and help us out with this. First, we have the kara.
Yeah.
Which is?
Chinese style, I think.
And age?
Fry, deep fried.
Deep fried. So yeah, probably deep fried chicken
mm-hmm.
is probably a little bit better.
Yeah.
And now when we say it's probably, we should even define a little more because the chicken is breaded with some kind of flavoring.
Yeah. So in case of Kentucky Fried Chicken, you use the Mr. Carnival's spice, right? Magic spice. But in Japan, you use soy sauce, some ginger, and maybe some sake, and you sprinkle it with flour and deep fried.
So it is coated in flour.
Yes.
And flavored.
Mm-hmm.
And very good. Now, this food has izakaya written all over it.
Yeah. It's one of the most popular dishes in Japan.
At the izakaya.
Yeah.
And sometimes they actually have the bento, which you can pick up mm-hmm. with a karaage bento.
Yeah.
Now, the reason the chicken's in front of it is because there are other types of fried or deep fried dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name a few?
Tako no karaage.
Octopus. Deep fried octopus. Prepared in a similar way.
Yeah.
And we can also have squid or some other kinds of things. Next we have?
Janken.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Janken.
Now, Natsuko-san, can you just walk us through the timing? In English, it's one strikes three, shoot, or rock, paper, scissors, shoot, or some kind of timing like this.
Oh, it's in the conversation, right?
Yep, one more time.
Janken pong.
So it's janken, and then what's the last one?
Pong.
With an N at the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pong.
Yeah.
Janken pong. And you release your hand on pong, right?
Yeah.
So it's janken, and at the pong. Same time you say pong,
You
release your weapon. All right. And finally, we have
bakkari.
All.
Bakkari. Bakkari.
Now, please listen to the difference between this word and what we've introduced so many times up to date, bakkari. Okay. This is not the same word. This word has a short pause in it, in between the ba and the ka. So, Natsuko-san, can you give us this word one more time? Please listen.
Bakkari.
Hear that short pause in there?
Bakkari.
As opposed to bakkari.
Bakkari.
There's no pause in there. Very quick flow. And this is the one that we use in grammatical structures. Okay? Now that we covered that, let's take a look at the conversation. Natsuko-san, first line.
鶏の唐揚げ買ってきたわよ。
Literally, this means fried chicken I bought and came back.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Well, it's very straightforward.
Now, who's the subject here?
Me, myself.
The speaker.
Yeah.
And in this case, it's the mother.
Mm-hmm.
So she went, she bought the chicken, she came back.
Mm-hmm.
Notice no particle marking the object. If we did put a particle in, how would the sentence read?
鶏の唐揚げを買ってきた。
The object marker, wo. But here, it's left out.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped right out of there, along with the subject.
Mm.
Then we have 買ってきた. Bought and came back.
Yes.
Bought and came back. We have the te form of a verb followed by kuru. So it's actually te kuru.
Yeah.
We have the verb kau, to buy.
Mm-hmm.
We make it into the te form.
Katte.
Attach the verb to come.
Kuru.
To get.
Katte kuru.
To buy and come back.
Mm-hmm.
And here, it's the past, the informal past. So kuru becomes.
Kita.
So I went, bought, and came back.
Mm-hmm.
I bought and came back. Another point of interest in this sentence is the sentence ending particle wa. Now, Natsuko-san, what kind of speaker will use this particle?
Women.
Yeah. It's a particle that comes at the end of a sentence indicating a slightly emphatic tone. Basically, she's letting everyone know she's
yeah.
back
mm-hmm.
with the food.
Yeah.
We have two sentence ending particles. Wa yo.
Yes.
But wa always comes before the other sentence ending
yeah.
particles.
Right. You don't say yowa.
No yowa. Okay, the kid's response to this.
Why, yatta!
Why is an interjection showing excitement,
yeah.
joy, all right. Followed by our good old
Yatta!
And the intonation says it all. This is an expression. Literally, it means, I did it. Plain past tense of yaru, to do. But it means more than that.
Yeah.
Here it means, all right. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's showing their happiness.
Yeah. Like, you know, the joy of achievement. How's that?
I guess, yeah.
Well, they didn't achieve anything here, but...
Well, I guess they achieved the fact that they had their mother go out and get the food and come back.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the joy. Natsuko, I think that's a perfect explanation. You know, usually you say it to yourself when you do something really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yatta! Pass a test. Yatta! Or, you know, you get someone's phone number or, you know, do something that you're happy about. It's yatta! Here it's also used when you get something good, mm-hmm. even when something's brought to you.
Yeah.
And here they're receiving the chicken. That's why they're happy. Let's move on. Next we have.
2人で分けて食べてね。
The mother is giving instructions. Split them between yourselves and eat them. Okay? We have.
2人で.
The two of you. 2人 is two people. De means do it with two people.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of you.
分けて.
Split them up. So the two of you split them up. Now again, this is informal Japanese. If you saw this in a textbook, Natsuko-san, what would it look like?
2人で唐揚げを分けて.
The two of you, the fried chicken, divide up. So the chicken's in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just inferred and understood.
Yeah.
And again, this is where the transitive and intransitive verbs come into play. This verb, 分ける, mm-hmm. is a transitive verb.
Yeah.
So it needs something. You know, you need to divide up something.
Yeah, right.
And that something's the chicken. It's mm-hmm. just that in informal Japanese, it's left out because it's inferred.
Yeah.
The two of you, divide this up. But this, the chicken's left out.
Mm-hmm.
The two of you, divide up. After they divide up, and...
食べてね。食べて.
Eat. Sentence ending particle here is ne. So adding emphasis. 食べてね. So now the kids are in charge. And now so they're under kids' law. And kids' law is made up. And rules and laws are decided by rock, paper, scissors. So first they start off with.
何個あるのかな?
How many are there? I wonder. We can tell by the way they're speaking that they haven't seen it yet. They got this bag of chicken. Mm-hmm. Natsuko-san, what tells us that they haven't seen it?
かな?
Which means that they're not sure, they're wondering.
Mm-hmm.
So the literal translation is, how many are there?
Yeah.
But because we hear this, かな, they haven't looked in the bag yet. We know that by mm-hmm. the way they're speaking and the words they use. Small things are counted with ko. The counter word for karage is ko. So that's why 何個, how many, aru, the verb to exist. The next line we have.
6個あるよ.
There are six. Again, yo emphasizing the fact that there are six, followed by.
じゃあ、じゃんけんで勝った人が好きなのを取ろう.
All right, here we go. First we have.
じゃあ.
Interjection. Okay, biting time. Let's see.
じゃんけんで.
Rock, paper, scissors, buy. Here, this is indicating a tool by which means they'll decide. Even though it's not a physical tool, it's a tool for this purpose, mm-hmm. and that's why it's marked by day.
勝った人が.
The winner. Literally, won, the past tense of to win, followed by?
人.
Person. So if we stop here, we have okay, then we go to person and work our way backwards. The person who won by rock, paper, scissors, this is describing the person. じゃんけんで勝った.
Mm-hmm.
Won by rock, paper, scissors. And this is describing the person. So we have the person who wins by rock, paper, scissors, marked by?
が.
The subject marking particle.
好きなのを取ろう.
好きなの. The ones you like. And this is where no comes in again.
Mm-hmm.
No is describing the thing, the ones,
yeah.
that is liked. And again, the 好きな is describing the one.
Yeah.
Or in this case, again, since Japanese doesn't have plural, once, because there's six.
Mm-hmm.
Wo, object marking particle. Then we have?
Toro.
Will take.
Yeah.
So, put it all together, we have the one who wins by rock, paper, scissors will take the ones he likes.
Yeah.
Then we have?
じゃんけんぽん.
They started off, followed by?
わい、勝った.
Somebody won.
じゃあ、これとこれとこれね.
In between, we have the to. This and this and this. Finally, we have.
Che, 大きいのばっかり取ったな.
What is che?
Shoot.
Yeah, an interjection. Shoot. Shucks. Okino. The big ones. Again, this no here means ones.
Yeah.
We covered this in a previous lesson where it's no wa, the ones.
Yeah.
Okino. Here, it would be following this. What's left out is the object marker wo. He's taking the big ones. This is followed by?
Bakkari.
All and finally?
Totta na.
You took all the big ones. You took only the big ones. All right. That is going to do for today's lesson. Natsuko-san, anything to add?
Just try karaage in izakaya.
Yes.
It's highly recommendable.
Highly recommended. All right, that's going to do for today. Again, stop by, pick up the PDF. Inside the PDF, so much more to really kind of explain the details and nuts and bolts of the language. And then in the Learning Center, drills, quizzes, all sorts of things to bring it all together. All right, that is going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日。